Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and it is our final podcast of the year. 2023 has come to an end.
Fast year. It went by quick for me.
I mean, you were busy.
I was a little busy this year.
You were a little busy this year, but it does feel, you know, it always feels like the beginning of the year happens and it drags on. It's like January, and then it's like October, November, and December.
Right.
You know, it's always a quick end, a long start, but a quick end. But it is the perfect time. We've mentioned this. We said, like, We want to talk some predictions for 2024, a little reflection on our year, a little like, hey, like, let's have a vision board and do some goal setting. This is really a workshop podcast.
We're going to have predictions. We're going to have highlights. We're going to have our goals.
Yeah.
All about Bravo.
All about Bravo. And I think this was a successful year for everyone.
What was like, so the, like, I'll just talk about my highlight.
Yeah, please. Please,
first. Please. So my highlight of the year was actually going to BravoCon. Specifically, the high for me at BravoCon was talking to Carl in the hallway, having that intimate convo.
Your BFF.
Finally meeting Craig Conover. Those were my Bravo highlights of the year. What was yours?
You know, I have to say, like, I love every year that we do our March Madness. And I think it feels like as the years go on and like the understanding within like the Bravo verse with these men and how willing they are to join in, like that to me feels like it just makes that kind of a quote unquote event exciting with like all the men are just like, they're in when
active
they get into
and
it. Yeah.
Supportive.
And like, here's some photos. Like, thanks for like having a fun time. And I will say every year I get very nervous that like whoever wins or a previous winner, like maybe like we'll like reach out and be like, hi, you know, we're starting this up again. Like, would you mind like kicking it off? And I'm always like, oh God, I don't know that they're gonna do anything, you know, like I don't know. And they've always been just so nice.
The March Madness participation.
My high and low, to be honest, is how nice some of these people can be, because I want to be objective in the sense of like, I want to view you as a
character. You're such a true reporter.
I just don't want
to have any biases.
I don't. It's because it's tough because it's like, look.
Barbara Walters.
Yeah. I'm a Bobble Walters.
Diane Sawyer. Courtney Crane.
Yeah. You know, me. Put
a
me on the view,
journalist.
Baby. Real. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Put me on the view. But it's like you meet some of them and you're like, God, they're so nice. And they're so, I mean, granted, I also know too that they have to play to their audience and whatever it is. But it's like, you know, when you want to like be like, you're like the worst and then you have a good interaction, it's like, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah. But, and you met Kyle this year. That was a big, big deal for me.
Oh. I'm sorry. I saw your note. I thought you meant Kyle Cook when they.
That was a good highlight for me as well.
Yeah. I met Kyle for you and that was nice. That was good. I mean, honestly, it's been, I've enjoyed like all of these, everything that we get to be a part of, I'm always very thankful for. And anytime that like,
I feel like we got invited to a lot more things too, which, yeah. And
I will say, goal. Oh, that's my high. That was my high, was the Vanderpump finale. That was such a fun time to go there and be hosted at Sur and like be with a bunch of other people who were just so excited to be there. That was like a really fun night for me. And I had a lot of pump teenies.
Good times.
My goal is to say, please take these drinks away. It makes me look like I have a problem.
take away the empties as quick as you can.
Please, please. Where's James to bust the table when you need him?
I know. Okay. So goals for 2024 over here, because ask, believe, receive. Sure. I want to actually be invited to BravoCon.
Okay.
Get a wristband. I want to be the bartender on Watch What Happens Live to kick off March Madness.
To kick it off or to celebrate the winner? Either or. I think.
Well, it would only make sense to celebrate the winner if the winner was the guest. So that's why to kick it off, you know?
Okay.
And
but what
then,
if Andy is the winner?
That'd be great.
And then you could. Right. He'll always be on that show.
Right. That could work out. Mm-hmm. And then I want to be on Jeff Lewis this summer.
Ask, believe, receive, baby.
Yeah, that's what are yours?
You know what? I would like to be able to, with you, is to travel to more of the places that things happen at. So like whether
go on some retreats.
Yeah, but like whether it's like we go to like Charleston. I'm not saying to like hang out with any of these people. If that happens, cool. But like, or we go to like, it's almost like, you know how like New York has like the Sex and the City tour?
Yes.
It's like, I want to like go to these places and be like, oh, okay, we dined here. We went here, or like this.
You want to go to the
moment.
Regency. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's just like, we should be celebrating ourselves going to these places. And I want this for like other people too. Like when you're traveling somewhere and they're, you know, I will say, I used to be like, why would someone go to Paris and then go to like Disneyland Paris? And I'm like, you know what? If you're a Disney fan, that's why you would go, right? Like, so I'm like, you know, if I'm going somewhere and there's a Bravo moment there, I should go there so that I can be like, and this is
This is where the quiet woman. This is where Shannon said, it's not my fucking plate. I would like to go to Quiet Woman in 2024 as well.
Okay, did you go? You did not go when you were here.
I tried to go. They're always closed.
Okay. That's like our lofty goal there is we're going to go to the Quiet Woman. And we're going to have, you're going to come stay with me. We're going to go do these things. We're going to I think it's like, Bravo, here's a free idea. You have the LA, you have the New York areas, start a Bravo tour, get that TMZ tour bus and turn it into a Bravo one and take people on the tour.
We could do that. We could be the guides. We're getting rid of our jobs.
That's not going to be a goal for me. I like the salary. But I do think we're going to be more adventurous in the Bravo. You know, look, if we have to go to St. Bart's, we have to go to St. Bart's.
Right.
We have to go to Cartagena. We have to go to Cartagena. It's like, you know, if we have to do these things.
Yes.
We have to do them. And I think, you know, in general, I think I want to have more fun next year too.
Okay.
There was a lot. This year I had like a lot of like other people's things that I had to do in the sense of like weddings, trips. No, they're all fun. They're all fun. I feel like it left a lot less of like personal things that I wanted to be able to do.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
So I think, you know, you got to put yourself first. And if it's Bravo first too, it's got to be Bravo.
Right.
You know, but so I wanted to go over, I thought it'd be fun. I listed probably way too many, but like I said, I work in a company who does 50-50 goals. So 50% definitely need to achieve. And then you've got your like lofty goals. So I think when it comes to predictions, I've got my 50-50 predictions of like things that I think will definitely happen. And then I've got things that they might be a stretch.
Okay.
But it could happen. It wouldn't, I think anything on my list personally could not happen. Like these could all, this, you could see all of this somewhat happening. What did you think about when you were doing your predictions?
I think I'm pretty like these things can actually happen and are very plausible.
Okay. So yes. I think what we should do is like, let's start in the general realm of just like Bravo in general. And then we'll kind of like break it down a little bit by show just to kind of have some semblance of order, if you will. Okay. Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
You can start.
Okay. So one of the first things I think is going to happen in a 2024 Bravo prediction, a new Real Housewife franchise will be announced. And the bonus is that it'll be somewhere in the Midwest, like maybe like Kansas City, since Taylor has put that on the map.
I would love to see this. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I like having a Silicon Valley one, I don't think really works. People have been, you know, going for like a Chicago one. I think Salt Lake City has worked so well because they weren't on the map. You know what I mean?
Like, totally. I mean, I was one of the biggest haters of it, to be honest. And it's one of my favorite franchises.
Yeah. Okay. So a Kansas City.
That Kansas City is the lofty part of it, but I think somewhere in the Midwest that there will be some sort of franchise announcement.
And I think it works well, too. It's like they just need to find wealthy people that are thirsty.
100%. 100%. Would you like me to do another?
Yes.
This is a lofty one.
Okay.
Because it's very specific. A new show featuring flight attendants will be announced. Think Up in the Air, a la Below Deck.
Oh,
I'm thinking like private plane flight attendants of some sort. And maybe there's a way that they're flying private to the below deck trip. That's a lofty one because it's very specific.
Okay.
Do you think any spinoffs for you on that in that regard?
I do have a spinoff that I
show specific.
Yes. So this has to do with Paige and Craigie. I think they will get engaged this summer.
That's on my list as well.
Then they will get a morning show and Craig will move to New York.
Oh, you're really set on this morning show.
How cute would they be though? Craig and Paige hosting a morning show together based out of New York. And then they're in Charleston on the weekends. I feel like that would also like, that's like the direction they need to go in. They're both going to grow together.
Okay.
And
I like that.
I feel like that's really, really realistic.
Okay.
And that's like how they're going to like move in together because they both have a work opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. My next one is a Battle of the Network Stars Bravo Lab type show will be announced. So like, maybe it's like
a, with the traitors.
No, like more like a challenge type show, but it'll feature different like franchises. So like the challenge one time did like different real worlds that competed against each other, like four from each season kind of thing. Like I think that there could be something that's like, you know, they do like a couple of days and it's like just like a random
Jersey versus New York.
Yeah, like it's just like a 3-episode spinoff kind of series thing, but Battle of the Bravo Lab Stars.
Okay.
My next one, and I think this might go with yours and you could maybe be more specific on it, but I said, this is dark, sorry, but it has to be said. A Bravo Lab will have a drug-related arrest and announce a rehab stint.
I kind of said like Shannon Bador. I wouldn't be surprised if she goes to rehab this year, Shannon Bador.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I want to go, let's take a quick break and then let's go more show specific, unless you have anything that's more general specific or generalized. No, okay, we'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com. Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa Credit Card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. member FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. I've been using Whey products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector, because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. I wanted to go into the rehugget of it all.
Okay.
So my first one is, we will never see the rehugget with Caroline Manzo and Brandi Glanville.
Agreed.
Never. Agreed. That will be canceled. It'll just drift off.
I don't think we're ever going to get like Alex McCord on our screen again, which is unfortunate.
Well, I think that it could happen if Roni Legacy, I have predicted that Roni Legacy from the Rehugget will be put back into a rotation as an official franchise.
Love
but
that.
But if it is not, and they just continue to send them on different trips, I could see Alex joining a trip there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd accept it.
We will get announced a new version of Rehugget. It'll be the Rehugget Villains, and that'll be announced. And Lisa Rinna will be cast on that.
And there is. So right now they're saying there's a lot of rumblings of Lisa Rinna and Kathy coming back on Beverly Hills. My other prediction is that Beverly Hills will bring back all the Richards sisters. Definitely Kathy will be on next season. Maybe she will not film with Paris because I don't think she's enjoying how she's coming off on that show. And then I could almost see it being like Sutton and Kathy versus Kyle. And I almost, this is a stretch.
Kyle and Kathy are getting along right now.
Right. But this is a stretch. What if Kyle takes a break, a season off, and maybe even, and then they bring back like Rinna and Kathy and Kim Richards, Kyle. I could see Kyle just wanting to take a break. I really could. And then also, this was a stretch. Kyle leaves, takes a break. LVP comes back.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
Whoa. Okay. So I am in the Beverly Hills of it all, since we're right here, I said PK and Dorit separate.
Okay.
Kyle and Morgan's quote-unquote friendship dissipates.
That is interesting to me. Tell me more about that prediction.
I think whatever they're working on, which is like, I think that Kyle is doing some sort of like documentary and like whatever it is, whether they're dating or not, something's going to happen. Awry. There's going to be some sort of fallout once the documentary is like kind of released, and then it'll be like kind of like a fever dream and over.
Okay.
And then I said, my mom was like, I have a prediction.
Okay.
She has a few. Crystal gets fired. Mo and Kyle actually divorce.
And I think they'll never actually get a divorce.
I don't think so either. But these are her predictions. The money. Yeah. She said, Erica will have an 80-year-old sugar daddy.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I also have on my list that an OG Real Housewife will return with all bets on NeNe Leakes.
I could definitely see that happening. She's trying to bridge the fence.
Yes.
Bridge the gap.
And then I also
bridge the fence is not even a term, but
I know what you mean though. She's trying to mend the fence.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. She is an eagle
and she does not want to be a pigeon. I also said that a former Real Housewife will cross over to a new franchise. Could it be Kristen to Beverly Hills as a friend of?
I like that prediction.
Okay. I also, this is a lofty one.
Okay.
A Bravolette that's quote unquote non-acting. So like not an actor, whatever, you know, not like someone who's like in SAG, will get cast in some sort of series or movie like White Lotus.
Oh, like almost like Kyle Richards?
No. She's a SAG. No. Okay. Someone who doesn't act like a Sutton, like not Sutton specifically, but someone like that will have like some sort of cameo, like get cast in.
Oh, like Dorit?
Yeah, but it can't be her.
Okay.
I don't want her, but that is. Okay. Do you have anything about Dubai?
I have nothing about Dubai. I do. Okay,
well, mine was Dubai gets canceled.
I didn't even have any Atlanta predictions. Do you have an Atlanta prediction?
I have an Atlanta prediction was that NeNe will come. I think NeNe will come back. Mm-hmm. I think I also have a prediction for Atlanta that they go OG.
I think that would be the move.
Yeah.
Okay. Miami, Larsa gets engaged to Marcus.
Mm-hmm, probably. Mine was Lisa and Jody get engaged, but then they break up by end of year. Lenny and Mistress also break up.
I could see that coming as well.
And then I had a lofty one on Miami too.
Sure.
Alexia becomes a grandmother.
I think that's definitely plausible.
Okay. Peter. Okay. Yep. Peter.
Okay. Vanderpump Rules. I think Sheena and Lala will get pregnant together. This is lofty. Lala uses Brock's sperm. Oh.
So sisterhood. I have on my list, Sheena announces baby number two.
I think her and Lala are going to get pregnant at the same time because Lala's literally looking for sperm.
Yeah. I have a lot of Vanderpump ones, actually.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Ariana leaves Vanderpump Rules and permanently moves to New York with something about her never opening and strictly becoming merch for Katie and Ariana.
I love that. I mean, and then she's with the trainer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she moves to New York. She, to go she, And she's just over
and then
Vanderpump.
She could like do Summer House.
Well, and I just feel like with Vanderpump is like they're going to try to get us to redeem Tom Sandoval. And I just don't think that there's a way that she continue. Like, I just feel like she's going to be so over that. So then I have James and Sandoval announce a frenemies tour with the DJ and band together.
I kind of love it.
You could see it, right?
You're just giving out great free ideas. Okay. James Kennedy is going to be in San Francisco DJing like this week.
Yeah, I think he was just in LA and we were like, should we go? But then I'm like, no, I don't actually like James Kennedy. Okay. I also said the Vanderpump spinoff that, you know, Jax was in will premiere on Peacock, but definitely not get renewed for a season two. Like they'll just drop all the episodes because it's not getting good viewership. And then...
Okay.
Dark. Sorry. Jax is caught cheating and Brittany gets pregnant to save their marriage.
Also believable. Oh, also believable. Sorry. I hate to say it.
I know.
Hate to say it.
I know. Let's go to Summer House.
Okay. I think Summer House, Lindsay is going to come into the house dating someone from another reality TV show. Carl legit won't care. And he's going to date someone in his program. And Kyle is going to take down Hub House this season and Luke gets engaged.
Okay. Mine, I agree. I said Lindsay Hubbard will date a woman.
Okay. Yeah.
Which could be from another reality show.
Yeah.
So it could be
yeah.
a 2-for-1. I like that. Amanda and Kyle will get pregnant.
Maybe next holidays. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. We have a full year.
After the Summer
this
House.
Isn't, mm-hmm. Totally. This isn't just, you know, this isn't just summer for Summer House. This is a full year. And then again, I have Craig and Paige get engaged. I think they'll actually get engaged after next season of Summer House. So like in the fall.
Yeah. The end of summer.
Like Thanksgiving.
It will be on camera.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What do you have for, Potomac? I don't have a ton for Orange County, but I'd love to hear what you have for Orange County.
Because Orange County.
You mentioned Shannon, so.
Vicky is not going to be a housewife. Alexis.
That's already been announced.
Right. Alexis and John will do the hard launch, and Shannon will check into a rehab facility.
So it actually last week, did you see the video of John and Alexis making out on a boat?
It's so bizarre.
So weird. Like, there are men. There are other men.
It's he's the Slade Smiley of it all.
I mean, truly. Speaking of a version of that, too, I said Ryan and Jen will break up, but not before another cheating scandal happens. So he's going to cheat again. She'll defend it. And then finally, they'll break up.
Okay.
I also said, I think this will be for the next season. Like, it'll, like, Real Housewives of Orange County will film their next season. And then this is from before the next season that a former reality star or previously in the spotlight will join Orange County as a friend of.
Give me an example.
So like potentially someone who was like a side character on like Laguna Beach or like, you know how like Casey from Laguna, like, or it'll be like at one point, I think it was like Christy Swanson, who was like the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, was considered for like a friend of or something for Orange County. So I could see somebody who is like a previous actor or reality star that becomes like a friend of. So like we're like reintroduced to their career again.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I'm okay with that.
Okay, thank you. What about Potomac? Anything for Potomac?
Candace and Chris divorce. I think that's going to happen.
I could see that. I could see that. I said either Giselle or Robin will be fired.
That would be a smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
One of them has to go.
Let's take one more quick break and then we'll come right back.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle
And it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay.
Let's do the new Roni.
Okay, go ahead.
So Jen Alliance doesn't come back. Rin gets pregnant. Uba gets engaged.
Ooh, okay. Mine is Jessel announces baby number 3.
Okay.
There's a scandal with one of the Roni husbands that come out.
Okay.
That comes out. Those are my two for the new Roni.
Okay. I have a scandal that's going to shake Salt Lake.
Okay.
Meredith is going to expose through DMs a Seth affair.
A recent affair?
Yes.
Oh.
I just made this up, but I don't know.
But she's so good in the DM.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is that the Barlows get a spinoff of about like Vita Tequila, like their working kind of thing.
Oh.
Maybe it's company. Like a Sundance spinoff or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not this Sundance that's coming up, but it'll be like announced that they'll film it for like the 2025 Sundance.
Okay.
And then mine is like Monica.
And okay. Let's go to Sundance this year.
Okay. I can't. Monica and Mary are also fired. That's my prediction.
I'll be very interested in what they do with Monica. Mary's gone for sure. But
yeah. Yeah. I know. That's what the controversy is, too, is like she's so drama and like has brought a lot. But is it going to be this kind of thing where it's like you can't film with any of these people and we can't bring in Alice because you also have no friends?
Yeah.
Okay. What about New Jersey?
Oh, New Jersey. So this upcoming season, Teresa and Melissa don't talk at all. Mm-hmm. And we already know that. I think the following season, the New Jersey kids are going to come together, Gia, Melania, Antonio, to try to bring the families back together.
So the girls are bringing it back
the cousins,
together.
The cousins.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Do we care?
I want to see it for Nono.
Oh, for Nono. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is the March gets fired.
Okay.
This is Joe and Melissa get a spinoff that fails about house flipping.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm predicting a lot of spinoffs again. 50-50. 50-50.
Right, right.
Do you have anything for Southern Charm?
No, just the Paige and Craig engagement in the morning show.
I say Catherine Dennis returns.
I'd love to see it. They're trying to bring her back.
Would you like
to see
it?
I mean, the guys. It? Yeah, she's chaos.
She's like a Kelly Ben Simone for me.
Crazy.
Like, I don't know if it makes sense, but it is what it is. Do you have anything for Southern Hospitality?
No, I didn't.
Mine is that G. Lily and Joe Bradley will appear on Winter House.
Oh, yes. Well, because like Danielle and him are still dating the Joe
are
Bradley.
Are they dating or are they using it for like...
Someone made a very good point too. Remember when she was dating Rob, and he wanted to move to Charleston and she was so against it. And then it's kind of funny that...
Now she's dating someone.
And I think dating's loose. I mean, I think they're having a good time together.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a commitment there.
Yeah.
Okay, anything Below Deck related?
No.
Okay, mine was Captain Jason gets into a serious relationship and then he plans to propose in 2025.
What's going on with him and Lala?
Maybe it's Captain Jason's sperm. Lala on a boat. Ocean.
Oh my God.
The baby is Ocean. There's a connection.
That's kind of weird.
That's our March Madness champ right now.
Yeah.
It could happen. Okay. You're not going to like this one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Some network gives Bethany another competition reality show.
I think people are too nervous to work with her right now.
Yeah, but I could also
see... She's so controversial.
I could also see, like, a TLC jumping in or something and, like, being like, we'll take you. Like, someone's got to, right? They don't have to. I don't want them to. But I could see it.
You know, I'd probably watch it, if we're being honest.
Well, you'd have to watch one.
Right, right.
Trash humans always go towards trash. And we are trash. And then I have another prediction of House of Villains, which I know is an E! Show, but they showed on Bravo every so often, will get a season 2, and there will be 3 former Bravo celebrities that are featured on it.
So we already had Kristen, Jax,
Kristen is on a different show. It was just Jax.
Okay.
But I could see them opening it up.
Lisa Rinna's definitely going to come back to our screens in 2024.
I think in a rehugget. What else do you... Is there anything else that you can think of? Like, what do you think is like...
Oh, Mo has a family in another country. She said it last week, and that stuck with me.
Like, there's that always some truth in humor, right?
Yes.
What do you think is, like, of your goals is, like, of your predictions is, like, one of the soonest to happen? Like, I know we have all year, so it's going to be, like, I put mine in, like, a checklist. So, like, as soon as these things happen, I can, like, mark it off on my list here. So, like, I can, they're all bulleted. So, like, you know, in your notes app, you could just click it and it goes down to the bottom of being checked off.
Oh, you think I know how to do that? Come on.
It's very easy. I can show you. But I kind of think on mine, I think it's the firing of the Salt Lake cast. So I feel like that's probably the quickest one just because we're coming close to the end of the season. I think a lot of mine will probably happen around BravoCon, like new franchises announced. So that'll be towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these are going to happen next fall.
Well, I hope they do, because I'm gonna check. I got to check off half of these. Right. I got like 25. You have to do the 50%. I have like 25 here listed, and I need 12.5 of them to happen to make my 50-50 goal.
50-50 we have to remember to re-review this.
I think what I'm going to do for mine.
A six-month check-in?
I think what I'm going to do for mine is I'm going to put it on like TikTok and like Reels to like put the list out there so that it's like in the ether of like a visual.
Ask, believe, receive.
And then we can always like return back. I like that. What about like a quarterly check-in? So like we'll do it like beginning of April. We'll do a beginning of 3 months.
I'd be shocked if we made it to summer, if we checked back in on this.
I think people will hold us accountable.
Okay.
I think we should just, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in my calendar as just a reminder to pop up. Okay. Hey, remind me the first of every quarter. We need to do our check-in. And I think
I know what the first thing that's going to happen is that we're going to be Watch What Happens Live bartenders. That's going to happen this March.
Well, you don't think anything?
In 3 months.
I thought maybe the firing would happen in February.
Okay, but
that's fine. Listen, these predictions. And if anybody wants to help our personal predictions, hey, you know how to make us bartenders? Help.
Help.
Like sometimes you have to ask, believe, receive, but then also ask for help. Believe that someone will help us and then receive the help that is offered.
I know.
But with that, I think we've had such a great year personally, professionally.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And
thank you for listening. Thank you for buying our merch. Thank you for like always DMing us and really making this community feel so fun, so magical. And like literally, it's like, I don't think that there's better fans than the Bravo fans.
I'd agree with that.
And we're so thankful that you guys have been judging with us for like all this time. Like, I think we're going into what, year seven, year eight?
Which is wild.
It's truly, I think it's year seven. Like, thank you guys so much. Like, when we started this thing, I literally was like, let's see like what happens. And we know we're not champs at everything. We're not great with audio. We're not great with tech, but we're so thankful that you guys are always here and you always DM us. And like literally I will get DMs and I'll see someone's name pop up and I'm like, oh my god, like they're messaging, you know, like, oh, like great.
It's
we're continuing our conversation
journey. It's been a really wild ride and we can't wait to do more in 2024.
I could not agree with that more. Thank you guys so much. Everybody have a fabulous New Year's. I hope, you know, you
get your morning recovery.
Yep. Get that kiss at midnight. Do whatever it is. And you know what? Set your own intentions and your own goals. If that's like, if you so be it, a vision board is great. We have our Bravo vision board. I have a personal one. Yeah. I've got, you know, you guys, as Eagle Woman told me at the Threads event I went to a few weeks ago, 2024 equals 8, which is the symbol infinity. And it is good prosperity for all of us in 2024. So here's to setting that intention and having this best start and the best year yet.
Love that.
And with that,
cheers.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.